be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared for an hour you do not expect. The Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is the servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and an unknown hour, will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And a servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. From Matthew's Gospel, Jesus is inviting us to prepare because we don't know the hour. So, very important to live well every present moment. And also, Jesus says, the more is given, the more we've asked. So all the graces given us, we have to respond. If you do not respond, so always. So it is very important. We have to know that God is inviting each one of us on every moment to serve Him, to love Him through our labors. Many times we say we love God, but we don't love our labor. But many times we heard, if you do not love the person you can see, how can you prove that you love God that you do not see? So it's many times we thought we love God, but we have to put our attention, all the people working with us, stay with us, they're the people God sends. They're our guardian angels to help us be another Christ. So first of all, listen to the word of Jesus. Be prepared. We don't know the time. So any time, we thought we have many years to go. But Jesus once also, after the parable, say, "You fool, tonight God will invite you back to heaven, and then you will be prepared for so many things tomorrow." So live well, present moment, and also prepared. What is given you? God asks. It's God is not a severe God. He's a father. A father is the one who loves his son. His son is the one who loves back the father. How can we love God? By living his will. By loving God is love. When we act in love, we are in God.